Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, once again, we have Major Tim Nata with the Jamestown Salvation Army. And Major Nata, welcome back to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking time, and again, appreciate it. Very, very busy time of the year for all Salvation Armies across the U.S. Jamestown is no different. Very, very busy going on. We are coming into the final days of the Red Kettle campaign, and this is a chance for us to kind of get updated on where we're at and, of course, ask for volunteers and donations. Major Nata, it's kind of been a down year so far.
It has. We've had some, you know, positive things happening, but things have slowed down donation-wise lately.
Yeah.
So we have a week left of kettles. So I would say we have a long way to go and a short time to get there. And that's just where we're at. So we really need folks to step up again and continue to volunteer to ring the old bell. Lots of spots are open at Walmart. I think this last week we probably have about 300 hours that are left to fill that we'd sure like to fill.
Yeah.
And folks will know that the positive note is that we've raised $85,000 so far to date. But we have a long way to go, 83 yet to go to reach our goals. So we have a week on kettles, and then for other donations, whether it be check or online giving, folks have until the end of December. So things are happening fast. Christmas is almost here. We can't tell by the weather, but we certainly need folks to remember us at this time of year because it's vitally important that we raise the monies we need to serve people in Stutzman County.
Absolutely. So as Major Nata alluded to, you know, we're past the halfway point, but only about a week left of the kettles. But you still have through the rest of the year to donate because the red kettles are part of the overall Christmas fundraising. So anybody can donate anytime through the rest of the year.
Yes, they can. It's real easy. You can give us a call. If you Google the Salvation Army, you'll find a way to donate online. And if you do it by a credit card or any other means, it will find its way back to us by your zip code and your mailing address.
There you go.
So don't be afraid that the monies are going to go to some other place to be used in some other way. They will make it to us. Likewise, if people receive some mailing from us, don't be confused about, you know, the Jamestown P.O. box. We get all of those monies. So anytime a person writes us a check, as long as they send it
from a Jamestown address.
As long as they're sending it to a Jamestown address, we should get it.
Very good. And I also want to point out, too, with that, Major Nata, there's no excuse when you see a red kettle and you want to donate, but you don't have cash on you. That you do that online. You send in a check. Anyway, those help out the Jamestown Salvation Army.
Sure. I don't mind telling folks that my wife and I are donors as well. We believe in the mission. I think something would be wrong if we didn't donate. My wife and I were very intentional about our giving. We write out a check. We make sure it gets in. And so, you know, there's many ways to give. The easiest is just to remember to get some cash and throw it in the old kettle.
There you go.
When I'm ringing at Walmart, I have countless people say, I'm going to get cash when I'm in the store, and I'll see you on the way out. Yeah. And they do.
It's awesome. It really is. It shows the giving spirit, and while it's great that those who have donated have done so, there's still the need for those volunteers to man those kettles in our area, right?
Yes, we have some hours to fill. We'd certainly like to have as much coverage as we could have. You know what I always say, people can't give if no one's there.
Exactly.
Today I have a kettle out somewhere in the city that's not manned, and I'm doing a test again to see if anything comes in, and I'll bet you nothing comes in.
Yeah, it helps when somebody's by that kettle ringing the bell. Major Tim Nata again with the Jamestown Salvation Army joining us right now, and Let's Talk About It. So again, a quick recap, there is a need for volunteers, there's a need for donations, and there's still plenty of time right now for you to donate to the Salvation Army. We'll stay local, help out all your different services and everything.
Sure. And if there's anyone listening who would like to make a bigger donation and leverage that into something even bigger, I would say give me a call.
Yeah.
What we can do is we can talk about a kettle match so that we're drawing in more monies. And on both sides, the donation really is doubled.
Yeah.
So we're leveraging that to just be a much bigger amount. And I'm happy to talk with folks about that. We've had about three matches this year, and that's always helpful in drawing in extra donations.
Yep.
So we look forward to that possibility as well. But just I would ask folks to remember us at this time make a donation. If you have and you're able to make more, that'd be great. And we thank you for your support for sure this year.
Absolutely, yeah. So get out, ring the bell if you can, volunteer your time, make a donation to the Red Kettle or the Salvation Army. You have through the rest of the year to make that donation. But the kettles, they'll wrap up here in a week, like Major Nott has said. Major Nott, if anybody wants to ring, they want to make those donations, talk to you about making another match or making a large donation, what are some ways they can get a hold of you?
If folks would like to sign up to ring the bell, they can go online to registertoring.com. It's all together, no spaces, case doesn't matter. So registertoring.com, simple and easy to sign up and register that way. If you'd like to make any other donation or talk about anything or even schedule bell ringing, give me a call, 252-0290, and I'll be happy to talk with you about anything that's on your mind.
There you go. So Major Nott available. We always appreciate it. And he'll come on again here once the Red Kettle campaign wraps up, talk with JD, who will be filling in for me, and giving us an update on the Christmas campaign and seeing where we're sitting at with that. So Major Nott, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.